They had seen what a miracle Jesus has done. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The best types of doctors do not simply give you pills, but rather they look to the whole person. And one of the things that they look to is a good diet, good food that you eat each day. The Blessed Eucharist is supposed to be our daily food, our daily bread, and indeed our daily medicine. Really, more of us should try it as a remedy for the daily ills that we experience in the spiritual life. I'd like to speak about this aspect of the Eucharist briefly today. It's nourishing and its medicinal qualities. First of all, it is an antidote to mortal sin. We know, of course, that we have to receive the Blessed Eucharist in the state of sanctifying grace. However, there are habitual mortal sins to which we are inclined, we go to confession, and then we receive the Eucharist frequently. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us this is an antidote for mortal sin, something that has a preventative effect in the spiritual order. Because, first of all, it increases the fire and the fervor of charity. And on the other hand, it decreases concupiscence. And it also gives us strength against temptation. So there's this preservative effect of the Eucharist, a type of medicine for us. And indeed, the post-communion prayers of the Mass frequently speak about the Eucharist as an antidote to sin. The Latin phrase is the medicinalis operatio, the healing operation of the Eucharist. So it's an antidote for mortal sin. As regards venial sin, remember, it is not necessary to be free from the effects of all venial sin for the reception of the Holy Eucharist, only from mortal sin. We are supposed to, however, have a firm purpose of amendment for all our sins. And that is why it is recommended that we make an act of contrition before we go to Holy Communion, so we can more fully experience the effects of the sacramental grace. The Eucharist is a medicine against venial sin, deliberate or indeliberate, and against imperfections in the spiritual order as well. The souls who really desire to advance in the spiritual life should receive the Eucharist frequently. St. Thomas, again, says that the Eucharist pardons venial sins because it is spiritual food, and it makes up for the loss of the fervor of charity that results from frequent venial sin. That venial sin weakens us, weakens the operation of charity in the heart, and the Eucharist increases charity in the heart. As it increases, it removes venial sin, and it is the daily bread for our daily weakness. Thirdly, there is the problem of routine with the reception of the Eucharist. If we feel that our moral life is not being transformed through the reception of the Eucharist, in most cases it is routine that is the cause. We're not really adverting as much, paying attention as much to what we should be paying attention to before and during and after the time which we receive Holy Communion. So how do you decrease this sense of routine? Well, you say various devotional prayers, various acts of devotion. You meditate on the mystery of the Eucharist and upon its effects. That's why there are so many wonderful prayer and devotional books that are filled with devotion to our devotions to our Lord in the Blessed Eucharist. You should make frequent use of these devotional books, prayer books. Certainly, many of the better missals have devotional prayers in the back, which express the sort of sentiments that you should have in your heart when you receive our Lord in the Blessed Eucharist. So you raise your consciousness of what you are supposed to be thinking about. You ask Almighty God for His grace to increase your devotion in the Eucharist. Then it becomes less of a matter of routine for you, something that's less automatic. Fourthly and finally, the Eucharist is supposed to be the bread which transforms. Now, material food, when we eat material food, we assimilate it. We assimilate it into our physical body. Spiritual food is different. It's supernatural food, something above nature, and it instead it does the opposite. It assimilates us. It assimilates us into Christ, into the life of Christ. It converts man himself. So our Lord. As if our Lord says that I will change you into myself. So this assimilation, so it's not simply, it is not at all, in fact, like material food in that sense. St. Thomas points this out as well, that we share in the riches of the priestly prayer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the Eucharist, and we are able to reproduce in our own way the virtues of Christ in our own hearts and souls. Thus, the notion of the Eucharist as medicine. It's an antidote for mortal sin. It assists us in uprooting venial sin. It is something that for us to enjoy the fruits of it, something for which we have to overcome routine. And it is the bread which transforms. Express your gratitude today for the presence of our Lord in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. Resolve to receive the Eucharist knowingly and consciously and devoutly each time you receive as a nourishment for your souls, as something which assimilates you into Christ and is a true medicine for all your spiritual ills. God bless you.